So the symptoms and signs in cardiovascular system. Dyspnea. Dyspnea is defined as abnormally uncomfortable awareness of breathing. We have New York Heart Association classification for dyspnea, where class 1 says no symptoms with ordinary physical activity, class 2 says symptoms with ordinary physical activity, there is slight limitation of the activity, class 3 says symptoms with less than ordinary physical activity, marked limitation of activity is seen, class 4 says symptoms with any physical activity or even at rest. What are the causes of dyspnea? We have cardiac causes, we have respiratory causes, we have other miscellaneous causes. So in cardiac causes, we have left heart failure, congenital heart disease, acquired valvular heart diseases, coronary heart disease, hypertensive heart disease, cardiomyopathy. In respiratory causes of dyspnea, we have bronchial asthma, chronic obstructive lung disease, chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Chronic restrictive lung diseases, we have parenchymal and extraparenchymal. Under parenchymal, we have pneumoconiosis, interstitial lung disease. In extraparenchymal, we have myasthenia gravis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, ankylosing spondylitis, kyphoscoliosis, obesity, pneumonia, pulmonary neoplasm, pulmonary embolism, laryngeal or tracheal obstruction, inhalation of toxic gases and fumes. Hematological, we have severe anemia, miscellaneous anxiety, hysterical hyperventilation. Orthopnea. Dyspnea that is developing in recumbent position and it is relieved by sitting up or elevation of the head with pillow is called as orthopnea. Orthopnea occurs within 1 to 2 minutes after assuming recumbency and recovery on sitting up is also immediate. What is the mechanism of orthopnea? During the day, we have gravitational effects on the control of fluid. So there is loss of intravascular fluid into the interstitial space. When the patient lies down, there is fluid entering into the vascular system, increasing the venous return, and the failing left ventricle is not able to pump the extra volume of blood delivered to it, resulting in increase in pulmonary venous and capillary pressure, leading to pulmonary interstitial edema and decreased airway compliance. So this factor, along with the patient's elevated diaphragm when lying down, decreases the vital capacity of the lung, and the patient is not able to breathe properly when he lies down and must elevate his head or her pillow to keep pillow to breathe comfortably. Causes: acute left heart failure and extreme degree of congestive cardiac failure. So we have paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. So paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea is a dyspnea occurring at night and the patient awakens from sleep and gasps for air. And paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea occurs 2 to 5 hours after the onset of sleep and takes 10 to 30 minutes for recovery in upright position. What is the mechanism that is seen in paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea? Mechanism of paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea is similar to that of orthopnea, where we see a fall in partial pressure of oxygen and decreased sympathetic support to the left ventricular function during sleep, also contribute to the development of paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Causes: ischemic heart disease like aortic valve disease, hypertension, cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, and it's rarely seen in mitral diseases or atrial tumors. So PND is one of the earliest symptoms of left heart failure.